KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A high court in Durban is due to hand down its decision on the use of the Umkhonto Sizwe name. In the case against Jacob Zuma's new political outfit, the ANC accuses the party of breaching trademark laws by adopting the MK name and logo. It says it's similar to those used by the ruling party's disbanded military wing. Legal expert Sunil Singh explains what the judgment will entail.
Historically, the name Umkhonto Sizwe was the arm wing of the ANC. Now, if you have to look at it historically from there, and the judgment will obviously be based on the impact it would have on the voter. The court should look at it in the sense of whether create a clear distinction between the two parties in contest is there and the ANC, so as to not incorrectly influence the voter, who is the most important person in this entire conundrum.
Residents in Durban North's La Lucia area up in arms over the unbearable stench of raw sewage. There's been a substantial amount of raw effluent flowing into Saratoga Beach since a major storm in January. Floods left the Armstrong Avenue pump station badly damaged. Ward 35 councillor Nicole Bowman says repairs are underway.
The municipality are currently working on repairing the rising main and pump station and have two contractors working on excavating the attenuation ponds as well as increasing the depth of the gabions and channels under the Armstrong Avenue, which will hopefully resolve substantial flooding in the future. The situation has impacted local residents of La Lucia due to the outflow and stench. Obviously, this does contribute to the situation in our oceans. However, the closing of Umhlanga beaches was due to the excessive E. coli levels being read after the Umhlanga River mouth breach during the rains experienced 2 weeks ago.
Meanwhile, countries around the world are being reminded about the importance of environment conservation and sustainability. This year's theme for Earth Day is Planet versus Plastics, which calls on government leaders, businesses and ordinary people to work towards reducing plastic production by 60% by 2040. Tomorrow, negotiations on a global plastic treaty will resume in Canada. 175 countries will join the talks to nail down a binding agreement to end plastic pollution. And police in Mpumalanga are searching for a woman who sent an audio recording claiming that 27 children have been abducted in Doornkop. They've also dismissed reports in that same clip that a woman was attacked by a mob after abducting them. The recording containing these claims has been widely shared on social media. Police say no reports have been made in the province about an alleged mass kidnapping. They're appealing to anyone who has information about the woman in the audio recording to come forward. We've got a high of 27 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 30, Richards Bay 32. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Nottingham Forest say they are considering their options over three extremely poor decisions that went against them in their 2-0 defeat at Everton. United to play City in the FA Cup final, and the Dolphins book home semi-final in the CSA T20.